Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, if you are on the N3 South at this point, I don't have any good news. All the way from Sandton through Alexandra, Bedford View, Primrose, until you get to Germiston, you can expect very heavy traffic in the area. And then also in Bedford View, N12 R24 West is very slow as you head towards the N3 South ramp at Gilulis.
As votes are being counted to determine who the new Speaker of the National Assembly will be, the ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula addressed the media on the party's talks on a government of national unity. Here's a clip from that briefing.
We don't go for one party, two party coalition. We go for government of national unity. Parties have embraced that, and we are engaging beyond this sitting.
The ANC's Toko Didiza and the EFF's Veronica Mente are running for the position of Speaker. Meanwhile, Poppy Ramatuba has become the first woman to be elected as the Premier of Limpopo.
Focus attention to industrialization and manufacturing will be the centerpiece of this administration.
And in the run-up to this weekend's summit on peace in Ukraine to be held in Switzerland, Russian President Vladimir Putin says they'd only halt the offensive on Ukraine if Kyiv pulls its troops out of the east and south of the country and drops its bid for NATO membership. Ukraine, NATO and the USA rejected these conditions. I'm Marlene Fouchier, more news at 5.
Let's start off with all the live action that's happening at the moment. Well, it's the U.S. Open that's happening, and it's U.S. Open golf that's happening at the moment. Patrick Cantlay, the American, he's in the lead, still yet to tee off. And in the second place is Swede Ludvig Åberg, tied for third. Rory McIlroy and Tyrell Hatton, Bryson DeChambeau also in the mix there. So a couple of big names at the top of the leaderboard, including Xander Schauffele as well, who's on 1 under par. Patrick Cantlay, of course, on 5 under par for the day yesterday. And they're supposed to be some cricket that is happening, but the match has been delayed because of a wet outfield, and that's the one between United States and Ireland. This one happening at Lauderhill, so we'll keep that one very closely watched and see if there is any action there. Jake White, well, he's made 3 changes to the Vodacom Bulls starting lineup as Marco van Staden makes his return from injury for the Vodacom Bulls as they host the 8-time champions in the URC, that's Leinster. Tomorrow, it is a big quarter final. Devin Williams and Sergio Peterson, they're going to be coming in and slotting in for the injured Bok wingers who are going to be sorely missed. Hosts Germany kick off Euro 2024 later today in Munich against Scotland, the start of a journey for the 3-time continental champions that'll conclude with the final in Berlin on the 14th of July. Now, after a dismal couple of tournaments in a row, including a group stage exit in the 2018 and 2022 World Cups, Julian Nagelsmann's side are looking to put Germany back among Europe's heavyweights. And talking about Europe's heavyweights, Manchester United will start a £50 million redevelopment of their creaking Carrington training quarters next week as they look to transform it into a world-class facility. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Thanks so much, Joe. We're keeping in the sport vein. Willem Strauss, president of the Blue Bulls Rugby Union, is up next, and we're going to get to give away some of those tickets very soon to the presidential box.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Ooh, Jacaranda FM.
I'm so in love, I'm so in love. I don't ever wanna stop this ride, but we're on. I don't ever wanna say goodbyes, and all of those nights, they would just be all for nothing. 3rd of October, then we never sober. The first few times that we hung out, but we found that something. First time that I met you, I didn't have a damn clue that I love everything about you. Now I can't think of life without you. Hey, did you know that you're mine?